We have come to be danced, not the pretty, pretty pick me dance, but the claw your way back into the belly of this sacred, sensual animal dance. Jewel Matheson. Hello and welcome to episode 339 of Yoga with Melissa. Thank you so much for joining us and thank you for welcoming me into your home as we journey into our innermost home. Today we are at Cattle Point in Victoria, BC, and it is incredibly windy today and we are going to do our best, but there'll be most likely the sound of wind going over my mic. We've tried a couple of different locations today, but we've had to move already once because of machinery clearing paths in our favorite quiet place in Victoria, and there's going to be some airplanes flying overhead as well. So we do our best to keep the environment quiet for you, but sometimes Mother Nature has other plans for us, and you'll see this actually kind of fits well with our theme for today. So it's about opening to what is and bringing acceptance to what is and welcoming what's happening in the now. So it's kind of perfect. I'm going to get you set up in a supportive fish pose to begin as part of opening to what's happening. So you're going to need two blocks today. So thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. I'm sitting on one of them because I'm on an extreme downhill slope here. But you'll set them up like this, one tall one, one long one, and then you're going to lie back over them for the opening of today's Yoga with Melissa show. You're going to lie back over the shorter one in the middle of your back and place your head on the tall one, and then take your arms out to the side so that it supports you in opening your chest and your shoulders. Great release for your shoulders, and you're going to rest back here. Thank you to Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing a long sleeve black bamboo hoodie and it's lined with purple in the hood, and it's got purple baby serge stitching on the sleeves and the bottom, and it's got the tree of life on it, and I'm wearing red long leggings today. I have a testimonial for you today from Tracy from YouTube, from episode number 338 of Yoga with Melissa, and it was on the class that we did on Lost with all the variations on tree pose. And Tracy says, "Hi Melissa, the poem was a great connection to the tree poses and I felt I was swaying in the poses and not feeling lost at all. I can try and take this feeling out into the world when I am feeling lost and disconnected. I am a big nature and tree lover. Thanks to you and Tim for choosing such beautiful scenery to do our yoga in. Be well." So thank you, Tracy, and thank you to all of you who take time to leave your comments on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, on our website when you leave your voice messages on SpeakPipe, and of course our most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. And I've been having a lot of fun with you lately on our Facebook live streams. I've been meeting up with you in the mornings here in Victoria and just doing short live streams in the morning on topics that you're interested in. So you can also let me know that what questions you have that you want me to cover. This morning we did one on sore wrists and in yoga, and I did some solutions for sore wrists in yoga. So that's been a lot of fun this week too. We're going to set the intention to come together in peace and harmony as student and teacher now for the highest good of all and for the highest good of our learning over the next hour with the peace mantra. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahavyam Karvavahe Tejasvina Vaditamastu Mavidvishavahe Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And those words mean, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together for the union of the good for all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. So this week's class of the Poetry in Motion series is on a beautiful poem by Jewel Matheson called We Have Come to Be Danced. We have come to be danced. Not the pretty dance, not the pretty, pretty pick me dance, but the claw our way back into the belly of the sacred, sensual animal dance. The unhinged, unplugged, cat is out of its box dance. The holding the precious moment in the palms of our hands and feet dance. We have come to be danced, not the jiffy booby shake your booty for him dance, but the wring the sadness from our skin dance, the blow the chip off our shoulder dance, the slap the apology from our posture dance. We have come to be danced, not the monkey see, monkey do dance, 1, 2 dance like you, 1, 2, 3 dance like me dance, but the grave robber, tomb stalker, tear scabs and scars open dance, the rub the rhythm raw against our souls dance. We have come to be danced, not the nice, invisible, self-conscious shuffle, but the matted hair flying, voodoo mama, shaman shaking, ancient bones dance. The strip us from our casings, return to our wings, sharpen our claws and tongues dance. The shed dead cells and slip into the luminous skin of love dance. We have come to be dance, not the hold our breath and wallow in the shallow end of the floor dance, but the meeting of the Trinity, the body, breath, and beat dance. The shout hallelujah from the top of our thighs dance. The mother may I? Yes, you may take 10 giant leaps dance. The ollie ollie oxen free, free, free dance. The everyone can come to our heaven dance. We have come to be danced, where the kingdoms collide in the cathedral of flesh to burn back into the light. To unravel, to play, to fly, to pray, to root in skin sanctuary. We have come to be danced. We have come. Okay, so let that poem sink in. See how it relates to you in your life. Tim's doing the Hoochie Mama dance behind the camera right now. I wish I had a camera so I could turn it on him so you could see all the things he does behind the camera. We need two Namaste Yoga needs to be 2 camera shoots so you can see what happens behind the camera. And then you're going to bend your knees and you're going to roll to the side and you're going to come and lie on your belly. And When you come onto your belly, you're just gonna rock your hips from side to side. And then take your left arm straight out in front of you and bend your right leg. You're gonna reach around and hold on to the inside edge of your foot, put your thumb on your big toe, roll your shoulder back and up, and then you're gonna pull your right heel away from your buttocks, lift your heel away from your buttocks, and allow that to lift your chest up, and then you're gonna let go with lion's breath. So you're gonna inhale, lower down. Exhale, lift up with lion's breath. Inhale, lower down. Exhale, lift up with lion's breath. Inhale, lower down. And exhale, lift up with lion's breath. And then you're going to slowly lower down. And we'll do this on the other side. So a lot of this class is about really going for it, about connecting with your voice, and about opening up. And we're doing this with our poses. And then we're going to do this on the other side. So you're going to reach around to the inside of your foot. Hold on to your big toe with your thumb. You're going to inhale. You're going to exhale. Inhale, lower down. Exhale, lift up. Inhale, lower down. And one more. Inhale. And exhale. And then lower down. And then you're going to push yourself up onto all fours. And you're going to draw your knees up underneath you. Tuck your toes under. You're going to sit back on your heels. Drop your heels towards the ground. And you're going to come into squat pose. So this is to open up your low back and come into your belly. So this is to drop into the belly of your wild, sensual animal. So breathe right into your belly. And then you're going to come and we're going to sit onto your knees. You can kneel or you can sit cross-legged or you can kneel on a block, whatever is most comfortable for you. And we're going to do a little bit of hand stretches to get into those claws because she talked about clawing your way into your belly. So we're just going to stretch out each finger. And this will help us. We're going to come into cat pose next to really spread your fingers wide when you come onto your cat pose. Oof. We were down on the beach yesterday and very slippery seaweed and very sharp coral and my hands are all caught up. I doubt any of you have that. Maybe your hands are cut from coral too. If they are, don't stretch them too much because you'll open your cuts again. Okay, so then shake them out. And then you're going to come onto all fours with your hands underneath your shoulders and your knees underneath your hips. And your fingers should be able to spread nice and wide because of those hand stretches, because you stretched out your claws. And you're going to exhale, round up through your back, and inhale and arch through your back. And really move from your belly. So think about moving from your navel center. We have come to be danced, not the pretty, pretty dance, the pick me dance, but the claw our way back into the belly of the sacred, sensual animal dance. The unhinged, unplugged cat is out of its box dance. The holding the precious moment in the palms of our hands and feet dance. So you can feel the cat out of the box dance here, the sacred sensual animal dance, and clawing your way back into the belly of your sacred sensual animal here. And then just walk your hands over to the side and do your cat pose to the side as well, opening up your side body. And then go to the other side. And then come back to the center. Okay. And then you're going to come back to the center. And then we're going to come into downward facing dog. And you're going to take your right leg up. And then bring it forward, your right knee forward to your right wrist. Reach your left leg back and fold forward over your right knee. So we've come to be danced, not the jiffy booby, shake your booty for him dance, but the ring, the sadness from our skin dance, the blow, the chip off our shoulder dance, the slap, the apology from our posture dance. And so we're gonna slap the apology from our posture dance. We're gonna do that lion's breath again as we come from this forward folding pigeon up into a back bending pigeon with that lion's breath again. So take your hands underneath your shoulders and you're gonna lift up into the back bending posture with that lion's breath. So inhale, exhale, lift up, inhale, lower down, exhale, lift up, one more, inhale, lower down, exhale, lift up. And then we'll step back into downward facing dog. Reach your left leg up and back. Bring your left knee forward to your left wrist. Reach your right leg back and down. And then fold forward over your bent left leg. We have come to be danced, not the nice, invisible, self-conscious shuffle, but the matted hair flying, voodoo mummin, shaman shaken, ancient bones dance. The strip us from our casings, return our wings, sharpen our claws, tongues dance. The shed dead cells and slip into the luminous skin of love dance. Okay, so from here, we're going to take your hands under your shoulders again. You're going to inhale, and then you're going to exhale, lift. I'll do this two more times. One more time. Great. And then you're going to come up to seated. And And we're going to do the spinal energy series now to gather up the kind of energy I think it takes to create this kind of energy for the courage to face life this way. Okay, we're going to do the spinal energy series. So I'm on a hill that's going like this, so I'm going to sit up on a block so that I have a chance to straighten my spine. And you may want to elevate yourself as well so that it's easier for you to sit upright and for your knees to relax on the ground. You probably won't need something as high as a block, but you might want to sit up on a meditation cushion or a folded blanket. You could also do this whole series sitting in a chair, so do what works best for you and your body. We're going to start by inhaling and rocking your tailbone forward, and then exhaling and rolling it back. You're going to be holding on to your ankles. We're going to come back to the center. You're going to place your hands on your knees and you're going to start circling from your navel. So circle around in front and then behind. So you're making like you're scraping the peanut butter jar. Then go the other way. Then you can take your hands, place them on your shoulders, fingertips point at the front of your shoulders, thumbs point down at the back. You're going to inhale to your left and exhale to your right. Big inhale in the center. Exhale. Lower your hands down. And then you're going to go to your heart center. You're going to inhale, move your heart center forward, and then exhale, round it back. Inhale forward, exhale, round it back. Hands are on your knees. Thank you. And then you're going to move your shoulders. So you're going to inhale your shoulders up and exhale, lower them down. If that bothers your shoulders, you can roll them back and down. You can inhale your shoulders up and exhale, roll them back and down. Big inhale up and exhale, lower them down. And the final part that we're going to do for this spinal energy series today is circle your head around in front 5 times one way. And then circle your head around in front 5 times the other way. And then come back to the center, and we're going to receive the poem and the teachings today with the lotus mudra. So bring the heels of your hands together, your pinkies and your thumbs together, spread your other fingers, and rest this at the level of your heart. Sit so that you're sinking down through your sit bones, your shoulders are over your hips, your ears are over your shoulders. Close your eyes to allow your attention to go inward and allow yourself to be receptive. We have come to be danced by Jewel Matheson. We have come to be danced, not the pretty dance, not the pretty, pretty pick me dance, but the claw our way back into the belly of the sacred, sensual animal dance. The unhinged, unplugged cat is out of its box dance. The holding the precious moment in the palms of our hands and feet dance. We have come to be danced, not the jiffy booby shake your booty for him dance, but the wring the sadness from our skin dance, the blow the chip off our shoulder dance, the slap the apology from our posture dance. We have come to be danced, not the monkey see monkey do dance, 1, 2 dance like you dance, 1, 2, 3 dance like me dance, but the grave robber tomb stalker tearing scabs and scars open dance, the rub the rhythm raw against our souls dance. We have come to be danced, not the nice invisible self-conscious shuffle, but the matted hair flying voodoo mama shaman shaking ancient bones dance, the strip us from our casings return our wings sharpen our claws and tongues dance, the shed dead cells and slip into the luminous skin of love dance. We have come to be danced, not the hold our breath and wallow in the shallow end of the floor dance, but the meeting of the Trinity, the body, breath, and beat dance, the shout hallelujah from the top of our thighs dance, the mother may I, yes you may take 10 giant leaps dance, the ollie ollie oxen free 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 dance, the everyone can come to our heaven dance. We have come to be danced, where the kingdoms collide in the cathedral of flesh, to burn back into the light, to unravel, to play, to fly, to pray, to root in skin sanctuary. We have come to be danced. We have come. This poem by Jewel Matheson speaks to embracing the world as it is with tremendous courage and wild abandon. And Pema Chodron calls this embracing the world as it is. With these teachings, we agree to show up fully for all of our life, not just the quiet, contained, perfect bits, the way we want them to turn out bits. We don't run away from any experience, and we also don't refuse to accept anything. I think that's a double negative, so Tim would probably tell me I can't say that. There's probably a better way to say that. Pema Chodron describes it as a complete acceptance and surrender to every sight, sound, thought, experience, person, smell, and taste we are experiencing and encountering in each moment. The poem Be Dance speaks to a kind of openness to all of life, situations, experiences, emotions, and a willingness to experience them fully with complete authenticity. There is a refusal to reject any part of the experience. With this dance, you're turning toward your experience rather than away from it. So I was just talking before we started because my hand's hurting today from falling, and there were some people yesterday, and I mean, I was nervous yesterday on this walk on the water too, because the seaweed was really slippery, and then falling was pretty much inevitable. And if you fell, the coral was really sharp, so cutting yourself was also inevitable. So some people were nervous, and some people left, but the funny thing was, the worst thing that could happen to you was that you're going to fall and cut yourself. And you'd be a little hurt. So this is what life presents us with all the time. This, you know, you might slip, you might fall, and you might hurt yourself. Well, actually, no, not you might. You will slip, you will fall, and you will hurt yourself. And it's probably not going to be that bad. And yet we brace ourselves and we try and control all the situations so that we don't slip, we don't fall, and we don't hurt ourselves. And this creates tremendous holding patterns in our physical, emotional, mental, and energetic bodies that probably creates more pain than if we just open to life as it is with that kind of wild abandon. And allow ourselves to be free and fall and have a little coral cut on your hand. So there is a willingness to seek the basic goodness and intrinsic good in the world when you're opening yourself up to be danced. You may not like everything that you encounter, but when you come back to the present moment and to exactly what you experience, your attitude may shift. So I'll give the example of the coral again. I've got some examples when I was writing this, but I think the coral is kind of a better example. When we were in the coral, I opened myself to the inevitability of falling. Did you fall yesterday, Tim? You didn't fall? Okay. Pretty much everybody there fell yesterday, but when I opened myself to the inevitability of falling... Oh yeah, he's a kaffa. He's he's less air. He's no air. when I opened myself to the inevitability of falling, then I was able to be present for just all this incredible sea life that we were watching, and starfish. What did they call them? Sea stars. We learned all the correct names for things. Sea stars and all these amazing. When we were turning over rocks and looking in tidal pools and just seeing all these amazing sea life and the tidal pools that I wouldn't have seen if I'd braced myself and held back from this. So by opening rather than bracing, by opening rather than turning away, I experienced more than I would have. So it's that opening. Pema Chodron says the whole point is that discovering basic goodness, discovering the awakeness, the nowness, the isness of things, doesn't come from a place of transcending the ordinary reality. It comes from appreciating simple experiences free from the storyline. She says it's only when the fearful eye is not pushing and pulling at life, freaking out and grasping at it, that full engagement is possible. We become more fully engaged in our lives when we become less self-absorbed. And as we have less and less allegiance with our small egocentric self, less and less allegiance to who we are and what we are capable of doing, we also find we have less and less fear of embracing the world as it is. And to me, that's what Be Danced is all about, letting go of the fear of embracing the world as it is. So reflect on how these teachings and the poem relates to you and your life, and begin to form an intention of what you would like to create, sustain, or release in your life right now, or even rebirth in your life right now. And then once you've formed your intention, you can begin to wiggle and stretch out. We'll do a little bit of downward facing dog, and then we'll make our way up to standing. Okay, from standing, we're going to just do some shoulder shrugs. There's a part in the poem that about shrugging it off, I think. That's why I chose those. So we're going to inhale. Or I like the part about slapping your posture out of you in the poem, too. You can inhale up and exhale, lower it down. Good. And then these are my favorite Warrior One versions. I learned these from my teacher, Margene Olson, at Esther Meyer's Yoga Studio. This is from the part in the poem where she says, the mother may I, yes, you may take 10 giant steps forward pose, 10 giant steps forward. And it reminded me of when Margene used to make us do these stomping Warrior One poses through the studio to open up our hips and to just really just release. And so the way that it works, and I'm just gonna go for it, and it's great for proprioception on the bottoms of your feet, and you're gonna let go of your mat, you're gonna let go of staying on your mat. The way that it works is you take a big step forward with your foot and you throw your arms up in the air and you say, ha. And then you go on the next one. Ha. And you just keep going. Ha. Are you okay with following me, hon? Ha. Ha. The crow doesn't like it. Ha. So that was 4 steps forward. Ha. So I'll come, that was my 5 steps. I'll come back with the next 5, and that'll be my 10 big giant steps forward with the mother, may I. Ha! 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 So that's a great version of Warrior One that I really, really love. And then I just felt like this whole poem just embodied the wildness of the goddess. And so we'll do goddess victory squat. So take your feet wide on your mat. It's like the wind, the wildness of the wind. Turn your toes out and pull your knees back, sink down into goddess victory squat, and then bring your arms up. And we'll hold the goddess victory squat. And actually, you could even do some movements in goddess victory squat so that you're doing some dancing, so that you're, having that, not the safe, structured, like slap the posture out of your body and let yourself move and let yourself be danced in goddess victory squat. So it doesn't have to be, remember, it's not the pretty pick me dance. It's the move with wild abandon dance. And it's good. It's okay. Your knees are going to be fine. They can move in different postures. They can survive. Your joints are going to be fine. It's okay for them to move through different ranges of motion too. So let your goddess victory squat be a little more wild. Bring out those sharp claws. I remember I used to do some lion's breath here. And let your goddess victory squat be wild. And let it be creative today. And then you can let this be danced version of goddess victory squat fall out of your body. And then I wanted to do wild thing pose, because this class and this poem I felt was just all about letting go to that wild abandon and stop trying to control life and just being more open to it. So the way that we're going to come into wild thing pose is from downward facing dog. So I'll show you how to do that. So stand at the top of your mat, and you could do downward facing dog against the wall and stay with us along the way. Okay, so inhale, reach up. Exhale, hinge forward through your hips, come into standing forward fold. And then you're going to take a step back into downward facing dog. And from here, you're going to take your left leg back and up and open your left hip up. And you could stay here, or you can drop it over and open up for wild thing pose. And then come back to the center, and we'll come into child's pose just to rest. And then you're going to come up onto all fours again, and we're going to do that on the other side. So remember, you can stay in downward facing dog with one leg back. You could even come on all fours and do one leg back and open your leg up to the side. That would be a nice modification, okay? So do what works best for you in your body. So downward facing dog, you take your right leg back and up this time, open up your right hip, and then step it over. And then open up your right arm. And then you can come back, and we'll rest in downward facing dog, in child's pose. Then we're going to come from downward facing dog one more time to come into dying warrior. So you're going to come into downward facing dog. And let's start with your left leg up. And then take your left leg between your right leg and your right wrist. Reach your left leg through. And then fold forward. Take your left arm out to the side. Your right arm out to the side. You can turn your head to either look at your right hand or your left hand. If you've had any neck injuries, you want to look at your right hand. If you haven't had any neck injuries, you'll be able to turn your head to look at your left hand. So do what works best for you in your body. Drop your right hip towards your inside of your left thigh. So I chose Dying Warrior because I felt like a lot of the things that were addressed in the poem were about death and new beginnings and that sort of thing. So I thought Dying Warrior was appropriate for this class. About how you get slapped around in life sometimes. And then you're going to come back into downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. So that was Dying Warrior uphill. Now I'm going to do Dying Warrior downhill. It felt quite good uphill, actually. So now I'm curious to see how it felt down, goes down, feels going downhill. So take your right leg up, and then you're going to place your right leg in the space between your left wrist and your left leg. You reach it straight. Take your arms out to the side, lower your chest to the ground. Your head turns towards your left palm if you have any neck injuries, or if you don't, you can turn your head towards your right hand. So Dying Warrior on the other side. Open yourself to the tougher situations in life. And then gather yourself up and you're going to lie on your back for Shavasana with your palms turned up. Allow yourself to be open to all of life. And I will sit up and read you that poem one last time. We have come to be danced by Jewel Matheson. We have come to be danced, not the pretty dance, not the pretty, pretty pick me dance, but the claw our way back into the belly of the sacred, sensual animal dance. The unhinged, unplugged, cat is out of its box dance. The holding the precious moment in the palms of our hands and feet dance. We have come to be danced, not the jiffy booby shake your booty for him dance, but the wring the sadness from our skin dance, the blow the chip off our shoulders dance, and the slap the apology from our posture dance. We have come to be danced, not the monkey see, monkey do dance. 1, 2, dance like you. 1, 2, 3, dance like me dance. But the grave robber, tomb stalker, tearing scabs and scars open dance. The rub the rhythm raw against our souls dance. We have come to be danced, not the nice invisible self-conscious shuffle, but the matted hair flying, voodoo mama, shaman shaking, ancient bones dance. The strip us from our casings, return our wings, sharpen our claws and tongues dance. The shed dead cells and slip into the luminous skin of love dance. We have come to be danced, not to hold our breath and wallow in the shallow end of the floor dance, but the meeting of the Trinity, the body, breath, and beat dance. The shout hallelujah from the top of our thighs dance. The mother may I? Yes, you may take 10 giant leaps dance. The ollie ollie oxen free, free, free dance. The everyone can come to our heaven dance. We have come to be danced, where the kingdoms collide in the cathedral of flesh, to burn back into the light. To unravel, to play, to fly, to pray, to root in skin sanctuary. We have come to be danced. We have come. Reflect back on your experience of this yoga class, the postures, the poetry, and the teachings. What stands out to you? What seems most important? What's one thing you're going to carry with you off your yoga mat and into your life this week? Then gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side. And pause there for a moment. Slowly make your way up to seated. So thank you for joining me for episode 339 of Yoga with Melissa. We appreciate your presence here. We're going to finish with the Lokha Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu mantra. Make space with breath and a sigh. Lokha samastha sukhino bhavantu. Lokha samastha sukhino bhavantu. Lokha samastha sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life create happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining us for episode 339 of Yoga with Melissa. We appreciate you being here. If you like today's show, please give it a thumbs up. If you're new to our channel, please subscribe. You will receive a new free show every Friday. If you know somebody who would like this show, then please share it with them. And I would like to thank Khalid, Donna, Sean, and Viola for your donations this week. We super appreciate your support. You can make a donation here. It helps us to fund the show. These shows are freely given, but they're not free to produce. One of the things that Tim is looking at investing in is he needs a new video. He needs a whole new computer, actually, to deal with all the 4K video that we're filming. So he needs a new video card, new video. We are always needing new hard drive space because video takes up a lot of hard drive and storage is always an issue. So there's always things that we need to keep the show going. So you can donate here or you can donate of your time by leaving a comment in the comments box. And my question for you is, what fear are you releasing today to embrace the world as it is? And if you would like an infographic of my top three benefits of engaging with poetry, then go to melissawest.com/339 and scroll down to the opt-in box. And if you type in your email there, then we will send you a beautiful infographic of my top three reasons that it's beneficial to engage with poetry. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.